What's up, everybody? It's Heat Override, and I'm ready to bring the pain for you and Dr. Roto this week. Oh, yeah! Woo! What another crazy heat-tastic Friday! Yeah! That's what we're talking about, man. We're talking about bets, we're talking about winning. And I mean, as long as I can keep up the winning percentage, hey, I hope all of you are putting in those bets with me. Oh, yeah! Woo! All right, let's get to it. I'm gonna talk a little bit at the end of the podcast for a few seconds. Of course, some things coming up at drroto.com so that you want to stay tuned for. So get on that. But let's talk about it, man. So I came in to this week 10 and 3 for the year. That's not bad. No, 7 and 3. 7 and 3. That's what I got. I was actually almost adding on my other stats. So that's not bad. 7 and 3 for the entire year, 70% win ratio right now. That's amazing. Well, that did go down this week. So we'll get right to it. I picked Yamamoto to go above 5 strikes. He did. He got it. So that's good. Thank you, Dodgers. Oh, yeah. Dodgers Nation. Woo-hoo! First pitcher to hit. Isn't that amazing? That's the craziest thing right there, right? So that being said, that just shows you that, like I was almost gonna give up on pitchers last week. But it's not that. I just got to trust the process. I know what I'm doing. I know what the product I'm putting out and trying to give to all you pain bringers. So that's what I'm trying to make it easier for all of you, right? So Yamamoto got it. Bang, right? Juan Soto got his game canceled. So unfortunately, by the time I put the article in and I go on a 2-hour drive, we can't change things. It happens. It's weather. It is. And I'll speak on another guy. Tim Anderson was set up like for a great game. Nobody's respecting the Marlins. Of course, they show up every once in a while. Ooh, maybe against the lefty, but righties, man. Anyway, right. So Tim Anderson, I was surprised he didn't start that day. He did not get the start. So I'm not going to do any pushes or anything like that. I did that for the NFL for my hard hits and cool picks article, but I'm not going to do that this year. So we're just going to wipe those three right there. Right. Bang. Bye-bye. See ya, Felicia. Well, I don't really know Felicia, but it sounds cool to say because everybody else says it, right? No. What does Heat Override say? I say, bring the pain! Ooh, I disappeared like that. So awesome. Like, that's how powerful, that's how much electricity runs through my body. The people that are watching the video podcast see me disappear when I do things like this. There's a reason for it, people. I generate power. Ooh, yeah. Anyway, let's move along to it. Let's get to Yordan Alvarez, who had a juicy matchup. Everybody else seemed to get hits that day. But here goes Alvarez. So this is why betting sometimes really sucks with baseball. So he goes out there. He gets walked. All right, cool. It's a good start to the day. And then he gets hit by a pitch. Damn, that don't count as a hit. Then switch pitchers. Bam, gets hit with another pitch. I'm like, come on, man. Just give my guy a hit, man. I'm trying to give out my product for my people. And you're sitting here hitting my dude with the ball. Like, come on. Hey, I have him seasonal league in my dynasty league. I don't need this man getting hit because pitchers want to have an off day with their arm. Right? What are they doing? Get out of here. We don't need you hitting people. Anyway, it happens. Right? So, and then he comes up and he pops out at his last out. I'm like, come on, man. Like, seriously, bro. Like, whatever. He finally got to hit. He got hit all game with ball. Yeah, just whatever. The loss for me. And Ellie De La Cruz, man, this dude was cranking home runs on Friday. So, that's the thing. So he got his hit. He went over, and that put it right there. So that would that. So of the 5 I gave out, the 2 were taken away. So I had 3 people play. I went 2-1, 66%. So a little over. We're not going to do 0.3333, right? So, it could have been a clean slate. I really wanted that to be a 5-0 day or at least a 3-0 day. It didn't happen. That raises me up to 9-4 on the year. That's not bad. That's still a great winning percentage. Now I'm moving up a little bit. I'm still sticking around that area, but things are starting to show out of who and kind of where I like to attack these sports books and things like that. And also, if you didn't check out the game I talked about on the FanDuel sports book, you need to go check out that casino game, that slot game I'm talking about. I'm not going to tell you about it. You have to go watch the podcast so that I get paid for that. I mean, hey, If you're watching this and you're putting up with me, then you're earning me cents. And if you want to know who that what game that is, because I'm telling you, that game, I did it that day. And I went and posted on my Bring the Pain Facebook the winnings I got. Yeah, I only won 758, but previously on a skull before that, I won $2 and then I won 80 cents. So I won $10 and I won 75 cents on the reward machine. So I took that 75 cents and on the second one is when I won $2. Then I kind of went to the end of it, 150 cents. So I'm at 250. Then I used a little bit and then I got the big hit and then another big hit. And I rolled out with a 758 on that next hit. So I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but I took that money, right? And I entered a hockey tournament. And a hockey tournament, I took first place. Unfortunately, there was a lot of people in it. So first place was 25 bucks, but I still took first place. You know, in my double up, I took first place that day and my other stuff that I covered. You know, I took a little bit, but you know, the thing is I still won that money. And the thing is exactly what I said on that podcast, exactly what I said on drroto.com, exactly everything I say that makes you money will make you money. You just gotta listen. You just gotta watch the podcast. You gotta say, hey, heat override. Sometimes you're crazy. And I'm just like, woo, my eardrums. Well, guess what? Sometimes there's some madness behind the
Madness. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. You knew it was coming, the Macho Man. Yeah. Well, tell us what you got for us, Dr. Roto.
And I'm going to tell you what we got at Dr. Roto. Man, I mean, next week is the NFL draft, right? So right now you're going to have a huge, like everybody's just dropping content. Well, dude, today we had Ted drop a article, his Beyond the Box Score. He just dropped it about Anthony Richardson. You know, we just had the Green Read come out today from Adam, so you want to go check that out. And then Kick, of course, dropped his hockey article. We already had the baseball article up. I mean, those have been up for hours. You know, this is what the basketball article's been up. You know, we had our boy Ken come through with the bet of the day, and so you see all this content coming through. You know, we have our two-star pitchers on Sundays. You know, we got so much, and Ted did another. I want to say he did another one too. That he's talking about all the players, the baseball players get called up right now. You know, so when you have all this content and you see it all, and then you add football to it, football, you know, we are going to make sure that you are ready. So every year for the NFL draft, which is, of course, you know, Thursday, April 25th, it's actually my wife's birthday. It's going to be a crazy night that night. And the Rams have a first round pick. I actually can do so. Well, please don't trade out the first round, man, because I haven't had a first round pick in forever, man. I want to see the Rams pick on Thursday. Woo! Right? Horns up, LA, bring the pain. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, this is it's so much fun when we do a whole live broadcast. So as of right now, we're getting that going. We're seeing who can be available and who could do it if timing can do it. You know, there's a lot of tangibles that can happen. So I'm hoping to continue that. I'm hoping to be there for all of you. But we just to talk football. You know, that's kind of like, okay, we're gonna get a little crazy. Then after that, it's gonna be dynasty drafts. You're gonna have all my IDP articles coming out in June, as well as our whole of our sheet. You know, you're going to have everything for your dynasty leagues, your seasonal leagues, your best ball leagues. You have so much content at Dr. Roto. Code word DOC, get you a percentage off. I don't know what more you can do, but just check us out and head over there and see all the content. It's more than just me and Doc and John Danger and, you know, Ted. And we got Trevor. We got Lou. Lou's been killing it with bets. Him and Trevor just been putting bets and article, they've been doing the MLB cheat sheet. Whew, I'm telling you right now, we have it all going on. And I know I'm sitting here and I'm trying to teach you, but look, if you want to win money, if you want to win your seasonal leagues, you got to do it through drroto.com. There's other places, I get that. But guess what? At Dr. Roto, there's only one Dr. Roto, and there's only one heat override. Oh, yeah. And after the year I had with DFS, you definitely want to get on, man. Giving out that many fire lineups all year long, not missing, and people not even noticed. Get out of here, man. Let's make money. Cha-ching. Have a great day, everybody. And as always, may the heatastic bets be with you. Oh, yeah.